We've had another question, thinking of temperatures and water, from Ivis Bo Davis. And he wants to know, at what temperature can you split water into hydrogen and oxygen by thermal means? Now, Dave, I know that you do something in your hands-on science group where you split water into hydrogen and oxygen electrically. But how could you do it with just temperature alone?
You can do it electrically with about 1.3 volts of electricity. However, to do it thermally, you've got to heat it up to over 2,000 degrees centigrade. It's one of these things whereby the hotter you get, the more complete the dissociation. You split the molecules up. It is actually a suggested way of making hydrogen. You heat up water very high temperatures. You then have to somehow separate out the hydrogen and oxygen, because otherwise it's far hot enough, it's easily hot enough to burn and condense back to water again. So you need some kind of membrane to separate the two, which apparently do exist, special kinds of ceramics again. And you can separate the two and you can get hydrogen out. But yes, it can happen somewhere above 2,000 degrees C.
And would it help if you were to add some kind of, I know that they've been looking at using platinum to help do this, you find catalysts that help reactions happen at different temperatures. Could we find the right catalyst that therefore meant we didn't need to be quite so hot as 2,000 degrees?
Catalysts certainly help with electrolysis doing it electrically. My knowledge of high-temperature chemistry is very limited, but I think the fundamental thing that you're working against is the actual energy you need to split apart a water molecule, and thermally that's an awful lot of energy. So I would be surprised if you could gain that much.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. Something to think about.